Log Talk Radio.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Betting Window. I'm your host, Effin Ronnie, and with me, as always,
Captain Stuntcock himself.
Yes, Danzo is not here. The Zombie Master, a.k.a. Danzo, is not here. He had a family emergency. He will be back with us next week. But if this is your first time with us, welcome. If you don't know who we are... This, like I said, this is The Betting Window. We are a sports podcast / sports betting podcast where we dive into the good, the bad, and the what the fuck was that in the wild world of sports and sports betting with a, I guess you could say, Atlantic City lean, because we're on the East Coast, nowhere near Vegas.
I mean, I'm in the middle of the country.
You're smack dab in the middle. We don't have any VPNs.
Stuck in the middle of fucking Illinois and Kansas.
Stuck in the middle of backwoods.
Right.
And also, these shows are semi-sponsored by Clap Cleats Fanatics and Caesar Sportsbooks. Links are in the description down below on our Twitch page. We are also live on Twitter, Kick, as well as YouTube. For more, go to our Twitch. All the stuff is down in the bio for all of our information. And there's not a lot of news this week. So on tap, we will be talking wrestling, as well as just any of the news that's coming through, as well as we'll talk about the Central Division in Major League Baseball. Not the North, not NL or AL, both. We'll talk about all. And we will answer questions from the chat, as well as other things. I pretty much narrowed it down.
Sure. Yeah, that worked.
Yeah.
I'm just here.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the ride.
Yep, pretty much. Let's see how far we go before we go completely off the fucking rail.
Well, we actually have some interesting news in the world of college basketball.
All right, what do we got?
Actually, we're going to go to the women's side, and a record officially has been broken.
Oh, okay, cool. I know about it.
Caitlin Clark, we've been talking about this for the last 2 years on this show about this girl. This girl is insane, and she now holds the NCAA record for men and women for points total, passing Pistol Pete Maravich. Now, before the internet butthurt fans start getting on me, yes, I do know Pistol Pete did it when there were no freshmen allowed and with no three-pointers. Yes, I know that. But how about the fact that this woman is averaging a double-double and averaging close to a triple-double every fucking game? She doesn't just have the record in points. She also has over 1,000 assists, which is unheard of for a point guard.
Yeah, no, I saw this story, actually. I was reading about this. Like, this is really cool. Like, this is big.
And on top of that, she has declared for the WNBA draft. Now, here's...
those people to spark a little more interest in the sport.
Right. Well, her and LSU's Angel... What's her last name? I don't want to... Angel Reese from LSU have also entered the draft. Those two were sparking a huge rivalry in college basketball from LSU versus Iowa during the tournament. Well, now she's in. They're both going to go to the WNBA, which is great for the WNBA.
Right.
But here's something interesting that no one's talking about. This, and I found this out today. because her ratings were ridiculous in the last 25 years. Caitlin Clark's games drew the highest ratings in women's basketball history in the last 25 years.
Oh, wow.
The TV networks, meaning ESPN, Peacock, CBS, and the Big Ten Network, and Fox,
right,
were pulling money together for an NIL deal to have her stay for her COVID season.
I'm sorry.
And apparently, what?
I'm sorry, repeat that last part.
They were pitching an NIL deal for her to stay at Iowa for one more season.
Real.
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
She turned it down to go to the WNBA, meaning what? she took a pay cut.
I mean.
Because she was making more money, probably in college. She was like Shaq. She made her money in college.
Oh, she made her money in college.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
But that's interesting that the TV networks wanted her to stay in college, and they were pulling an NIL deal together for her. Now, I know that's the company's doing it, but should that be legal?
No, man, it should be. I mean, let's be honest, it probably isn't.
Well, if it wasn't, well, no, because they're technically not doing anything. So, ethically, it's wrong.
It is ethically fucking terrible, yes.
Legally, it's not illegal because they're not legally doing anything to keep the game fair. They're still keeping the game at a fair, respectable range. Like, she's just coming back to play. It's not like they're making the pain off the refs to make her, like, the reason she stay. It's these companies are making so much money off of her, they're giving back to her to make her stay for one more year because they know they're going to make – because they know that is her final season, so every game is going to be a must-watch.
Yeah, I mean, but if she's already an elite enough player, they're like, all right, you know, you're eligible for the draft and there's people interested.
Oh, she's going to Indiana. She's going to be a Fever. Tell me you're a sports fan without telling me you're a sports fan. I know fucking WNBA teams. Kiss my ass, internet. I hate people that say, oh, I don't watch. No one watches WNBA. Just because I don't watch the shit doesn't mean I don't know the fucking team.
Right.
I stand by the fact that I think every WNBA team should have – or every NBA team should have a WNBA team.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, there was a weird buzz there.
Oh, I don't know. I stand by what I said years ago, that every NBA team should have a WNBA team affiliate.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
And vice versa. If there's a WNBA team, there should be an NBA team. A.K.A. Vegas. Vegas should have an NBA team.
Agreed.
But they don't because for reasons. But they were trying to pull money for an NIL deal together to get her to stay one more year because they know it would be the most ridiculous. The ratings would be through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it's about, too, is ratings. They want to...
They would make billions off of her. They know that, and that's why they were going to pitch an NIL deal to keep her. Because how fair is that to try to keep somebody away for one more year from going on to pursue if they weren't going to pay her?
Right.
Now, again, I say this again. She's not the all-time... Actually, this just broke eight hours ago. She's the first woman, period, stop, not college, not pro, first woman athlete to sign an exclusive deal with Panini. You know, the
restaurant?
No. The card company. You know, like all the like the big end football, basketball cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the first one to sign an exclusive deal with them.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Which, multi-year contract. She just signed it today.
Right.
That's more money than her WNBA contract, probably.
Again, money in common.
Yeah. She's the female Shaq.
Yeah. Female Shaquille O'Neal.
Now, again... The one thing is that people want to say this too. She is not the all-time point scorer. There's two other people in front of her that have scored more points than her, but they were never classified as, what's it called? As D1 schools. They were never part of the NCAA.
Okay.
I think it was Pearl Miller. Pearl Moore holds the record. Pearl Miller. Actually, there is a Pearl. I forget. It's not Pearl Miller. There is another one that is. There's a Miller that's USC that she's trying to go after, and that's Reggie Miller's sister. The woman, here we go. This is from the AP. The woman's scoring record belongs to Pearl Moore. Caitlin Clark is unlikely to reach it this year. The record is like in the 5,000 range, 5,000 points.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, and obviously she did it. It was different. Like I hate people that turn around and say, oh well, she got this, but it wasn't the game was different when they played it. Well, no shit. No one's saying what these people have done. Pearl Moore has done, what Pistol Pete Maravich has done. We're not taking away from it, but the game has changed. She is literally the female version of Steph Curry, Caitlin Clark.
Right.
Like, she is the reason you watch women's, and is that wrong to say? Because there's other good women out there. Yeah, because there are, but like, hell. Think about
right. it. She's your star at the moment.
She is your catalyst. She is the person you have to tie your rocket to and go. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
Like, I'm sorry, when Deanna Taurasi was around, she was one of the best women's basketball players when she was with UConn because UConn never lost. Then she went to the WNBA and kind of fell to the wayside.
Right,
not because, which happens, but you know, the first year of, Caitlin Clark being in the league, more people are going to watch the WNBA.
For sure.
Let me pull up Deanna Taurasi's college career. Like, this, I know for a fact, this, like, here we go. Yeah, she has college. Just in college, she was the first overall pick in 2004. She played for UConn from 2000 to 2004. She has three WNBA titles, two women MVP, WNBA final MVPs, 10-time All-Star, 10-time All-Team, first team, four-time second team, first rookie of the year, scoring champion. She's on like the 25th, the anniversary teams, two-time NCAA player of the year, three-time NCAA champion. She won gold in every Olympics that she was in from 2004 to 2020.
Okay.
She won gold in three of the four world championships from 2010 to 2018. In 2006, won bronze on the national teams. Like, she was insane.
Right.
But those teams were insane. Like, it's like, fucking dude, Cheryl Swoopes is still playing playing WNBA. Did you even know that?
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Like, that's the thing. Like, I didn't know. All of a sudden I see an article. Cheryl Swoopes signs a two-year deal with the, I think she's back with the Liberty. I'm like, the fuck, you're still playing? I thought you retired years ago. What I'm trying to get at is the fact that this girl, I'm sick and tired of the, I don't want to say chauvinist, male fans, kind of what it's going to come out as, the white knight fans that turn around and say what she did was not impressive.
Right. Whenever we all know that.
When it, like, when was the last time you saw basketball games for women's basketball sold out? She was selling out or at least doubling attendance because people wanted to go see her. I'll give you an example. Rutgers women averages about 4,000 fans.
Okay.
For their women's basketball games. Paid attendance for the game there was 9. Double their attendance because people wanted to watch her. And also, she does it right. She stays out there and signs every autograph, gives kids. Guys, boys and girls were asking for certain tickets for this, for like their birthdays, for Christmas. Like, that's what I love seeing. Not even the fact that, oh, it's her. I love seeing that for college sport because that's what college sports should be. Okay, yeah, these guys should be getting paid. But at the same hand, they need, these should be the kids that the younger kids are looking up to. As much as the NBA is there or the NFL and stuff like that, college needs to be the game that the younger kids look up to.
That's how it used to be.
Yeah. Because that's how you get them to follow the NFL or the NBA. And it's like, you look at like certain players, it's just like, I'll give a great example. And I hate picking on him, but this is the reason. LeBron. LeBron James has hit his 40,000 point.
Yes, huge news.
Huge news.
Very elite club.
Right. He's the only one there.
Yeah.
Very
elite. Like,
yeah.
Fucking...
Yeah. Listen, he's an elite player. No one's saying that he's not.
No, I'm not. I mean, he's not the greatest of all time, but he is an elite player. Absolutely.
Right. Well, that's another argument that people are bitching about. Oh, well, Jordan never did it. I go, yeah, can we stop comparing LeBron and Jordan now? Because the only thing I got to say is if we're going to compare LeBron and Jordan, let's put Jordan in this era. Let's put LeBron back in the 80s.
LeBron would have been eaten up and fucking spit out back in the 80s.
And Jordan could have gotten breathe on, and he would have drew a foul.
Yep.
There's no comparison. It's just – and also, too, Jordan was all defense for years in a league that was – you drove to the hole, you got killed, and he led the league in scoring and defense 3 years in a row.
Well, you know, not to mention the famous flu game.
Yeah, I mean, the double nickel in the garden.
Right? Sick as fuck. Taking oxygen on the sidelines and shit. Being shit.
Right. Taking fucking IV drips in the fucking during halftime.
Right. I'm sorry. LeBron is a great player. LeBron is not that tough of a player.
But that's the thing.
He wouldn't have made it in the...
The bad boy Pistons era? Oh, he's what Magic Johnson was. No, Magic Johnson was a different fucking breed.
Yes.
Magic Johnson was terrifying to play against, a 6'8" point guard that could play defense. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like that's not fucking intimidating.
Yeah, and he fucking lines up against Larry Bird. Yeah, okay. Like, right. Like, that's not intimidating at all.
Not at all.
No. So back to what I was saying. Back to the point. LeBron, and this is also the NBA's fault. How much is an NBA ticket, roughly?
Oh, shit, I don't know, dude. You know
what I'm saying? No, I'm saying, like, what would you say average would be, probably, just to get in the building?
I'd say probably a nosebleed ticket's probably $7,500.
Okay. What's college?
Bucks.
For basketball, depending on how the team is? Unless you're talking about, okay, so.
Keep going, I'll be right back.
Okay. What I'm trying to get at is these tickets are costing hand over fist money for these kids to go see, and yet you're getting these players sitting out during the game, and these kids are looking up to, say, LeBron or Kevin Durant, things like that, and they're not getting to see them. It's not fair to these kids. But yet if they go to a college game, they can rub elbows with these kids and yeah, they're still kids. Like, that's the big thing. Like, they're still kids. Let me see something. Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm using just a random. Okay, that's not terrible. Actually, OKC is actually cheap. Huh. Okay, maybe that's not a good example. Maybe, okay, well, I guess it also depends on where it is. I don't know. But no, like, they're not, like I said, they're not, the college kids are the, okay, they can be a star, and these kids can look up to them. NBA, if LeBron has a hangnail, he's not playing. These kids just dropped, like the Lakers, you'll drop like $80 for a ticket, and then you're fucked.
Right.
So, all right. So, here we go. So, I'll go by me. New York Knicks versus the 76ers. To get in the game, it's $115 in the Garden.
Well, I mean, that's the Garden.
Apparently, if you want to go to an OKC game, it's $5 to get in. on a Saturday game.
You know you're going to pay a premium. It's the Garden.
Even if it's Philly, though, I think it's still $60, $70.
Yeah, I don't know because Missouri doesn't have a basketball team. We used to, but we sold them to
Atlanta. What's the closest by you?
Chicago.
All right, so the Bulls. Oh, the Bulls are going to be shit tickets because they suck this year.
I was a Bulls fan back whenever we had an amazing team.
So let me see. All right, Bulls, let's go to a Saturday. What's Saturday? March 9th against the L.A. No, that's at the Clippers. All right, the 11th is a Monday. Let's see what the next home game is for the weekend. All right, the Wizards. All right, this is the shittiest of shittiest games.
Okay.
Both teams suck. It's still $34 to get in.
Right. So, I mean, using the Garden as a...
Let's put it this way. You want courtside tickets to a Bulls game against the fucking... The Bulls versus the fucking Washington Wizards? You're shelling out about $250, $275.
You know what, though, man? It'd be worth it just to be able to say you sat courtside.
Right. Like, but that's the thing. Like, that it would be an awful game.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, yeah.
But you get to sit courtside.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Row 11, two seats, row 11 and 112. It's 471. Two rows back, same thing, 275.
That's not bad.
No, but
the Bulls suck.
If you want to go to a game,
hold on. Plus, for me, there'd be the travel to Chicago. That's like a 4 or 5 hour drive for me.
Basketball did not. Okay, here we go. Now I'm curious. Oh, that's at LSU. Fuck. All right, so that's not helping. All right, no, here we go. In LSU, it's SEC football or basketball. You want to just get into the stadium, it's $2. To get into the LSU-Mizzou game, just to get into the stadium, it's $2. You want to sit courtside? You're shelling out, all right, Section 103, $138 for four tickets. $138 a pop for courtside. Like,
come on, that'd be funny though. Look, I was waiting for it because like,
I didn't even hear you. What'd you say?
$2 will get you in the door, and you want courtside? Add another $3.
Right? Yeah. Like,
I got
like,
humor though.
Yeah, but like that's the thing. Like, it's kids can go and see this. And you're going to turn around and then have these people shell it out. I'd rather follow the kids that are in college.
I'm getting some weird interference. Are you?
No.
Okay, maybe I'm losing my mind.
I mean, now you might be.
Okay, no, hold on. You were talking. And I heard.
Hold on, how about that?
Hold on. Like. First off, now there's an echo.
All right, how about now?
Better. But I heard, like, interference. You know, woo, 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 woo. I heard.
I have no idea. Huh. That?
Yeah, did you hear it?
Yeah, now I hear it. That's not me. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
Very strange.
Very strange. Oh, hi. Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah. Satellite and her feet.
Yeah, who knows? It's, you know, after the Facebook outage of 2024.
Apparently that was a cyber attack. That's what Anonymous is.
Yeah, I've heard rumors about that, but I mean at the same time too.
And since there's not much There's not much sports news. We're going to get into some weird shit later.
Let's see what other news we have before we dive into that. Before we start going down that rabbit hole. Nothing for NFL. The NHL trade deadline happened. Who the fuck cares?
You're searching so hard.
Well, no, I mean, like, so, I mean, we could talk baseball.
We're preseason. There's nothing much to talk about.
Oh, I sent something to Christian the other day. Did I send it to you? About Gerrit Cole?
No. Because you know
So Gerrit Cole was on the mound. And I sent this to Christian, and Christian just starts laughing because he looks at me and just goes, oh, fuck you.
Right. Because we know how you feel about Gerrit.
It's a fucking piss missile about 500 fucking feet.
I love that you called it a piss missile.
I'm going to send it to you because you're going to laugh your ass off when you see how hard he hits this.
Just rocking piss missiles all night long.
All right, I just sent it to your phone.
All right, let's see this piss missile.
He hits this ball a country fucking mile, and I just go, that's your ace.
Jesus Christ. Has it landed yet? Oh, my God. Pew pew a piss missile over here. Jesus. And
yeah,
there was a no doubter.
Yeah.
Oh, the cockiness. The cockiness.
Like an absolute fucking rocket. It's an absolute rocket, boys.
Oh my God. How far did that ball go?
I don't know, but I just texted them, that's your ace.
Fuck off.
That's what he just wrote. He just wrote, Jesus Christ. And I started laughing.
Dude, that was terrible. I mean, I love the sound. Don't get me wrong. It's one of my favorite sounds in the entire world. But, oh, man, that had bass in it? Like, that was angry.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, that one was like, I am going to fucking... I'm going to take what you got right here for me, and I am going to ram it up your asshole.
Oh, yeah. You're an ace? Bullshit.
Dude, you're such a dick.
But I said that to him, and he just goes, you're an asshole. I go, yeah, I know. But I mean, like, you want to talk about an utter fucking shot.
Oh, man, dude, that was a fucking moonshot.
And I'm like, everyone's like, yeah, but at least it doesn't count. I go, no, but do you really want your ace getting rocked off of by Vogelbach?
Dude, that was nasty. That was disrespectful.
The Met cast off?
That was disrespectful.
The dude that got fucking cast off by the Mets?
Dude, I bet you whenever they found that ball, it called them daddy.
It was a Pedro Martinez ball. Just, who's your daddy? That dude... Vogelbach looked like John Daly on the 16th tee. He gripped it and ripped it.
Ripped it and ripped it.
Dude, I saw that and I just started laughing. I'm like, and I love the fact that underneath the fucking text message it says, hits an utter piss missile. I'm like,
it's an utter piss missile.
I'm like, yep, that was exactly
that. That's exactly what that was.
That definition is exactly right.
That's accurate. Right.
This
missile is accurate, yes.
Because I said that to Christian, and I just go, you're ace. He goes, fuck you. By the way, the funniest part about that was it was in the first inning.
Oh, man.
No, Garrett Cole has an issue with giving up runs in the first inning. That's why I start laughing at that. I'm like, he can never get out of the first without giving up a dinger. And, of course, Big Al just takes 1 yard.
Yeah. My name's Big Al, and I hit dingers. Yeah, you sure do, Big Al.
Poofa.
You sure do.
Speaking of Yankees, Josh Donaldson retired after 13 years.
All right. Congratulations, sir. Enjoy retirement.
Giolito could miss this. Oh, God. I could feel bad for Dustin, but I don't. Giolito could miss the season with an elbow injury.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. Like, I do, but I don't.
Wah.
Another shit season.
Hey, it's like it's the Mets season too, but this is Boston season.
Ha ha, very funny, motherfucker.
Giolito to miss the rest of
the season. We do not care.
I mean, some people are going to care, man. Don't be a complete dickhead.
What the fuck?
I mean, it is funny that, like, it's just because how it's going to fuck over the
Mets. Hey, listen, it's not the Mets. I don't care.
Exactly. It's not the Cardinals. I don't care.
Yeah. And Dustin's sitting in the back just pouting, going...
Pouting?
Hold on. I have something lined up for this. Yeah, he's just sitting in the corner in the shower with it on, just crying and singing.
Oh, bro. Oh, man, we got to get him in here soon.
I love that sound, but I love JonTron. Yeah, Wheeler. Okay, so Philly signed Wheeler to a 3-year deal worth $126 million. He stays with the Phillies for a little bit longer.
Okay.
The Red Sox, speaking of injuries, the Red Sox are now looking to get Jordan Montgomery.
Montgomery's good.
Canadians are weird. That's right, Ed Boy. Minor league news, I guess you can call it. Paul Skeens is going to start the year in the minors. This is a kid that was the number one pick last year out of LSU.
Okay.
Let this motherfucker cook in the minors.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's hurting for money anytime soon. His girlfriend makes more money than him right now. You know who his girlfriend is, right?
No.
Olivia Dunn?
Yes.
All I got to say is good for him.
Right. Congratulations.
Usually you think the gymnast would go with the football player, but no, she goes with the star pitcher. And she, yeah, like I said, she's going to be making more money than him anyway because she's going to probably go for the fucking Olympic team. The only Liv I respect, Liv Dunn.
But about.
Oh, yeah, because Liv Morgan can go fuck herself. Liv Morgan and Liv Morgan fans are the L.A. Lakers. They allow everything to slide, and they are not, and they are and they apologize for everything. You don't want to do that.
I do want to do that.
No, you don't, because Liv Morgan fans will be crying on her fucking page, bitching and moaning, oh, well, Liv Morgan's a great wrestler. No, she's not. Like I said before, and I'll say it again, the only talent that was ever in Liv Morgan was Enzo Amore and Bo Dallas.
All right, let me just say this, good sir. Okay?
Hold on. You're echoing a little.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
That better?
Yep.
Tell us how you really feel.
You're in my league with no balls.
Well, the last time I checked, we have a video of you finding corn.
Dude, that's a bitch move. You're trying to find me out. Tell us how you really feel.
You want to know how I really feel?
I have set off the timer for the time bomb, and it is 3, 2, 1.
Okay, well, Jesus Christ. Why? Why the fuck? Well, he's not in NXT anymore, assholes.
Oh, Lord.
Okada debuted today.
Okay, cool.
For AEW.
Come on, tell us how you really feel. I want to know.
Liv Morgan's terrible. Liv Morgan, in the realm of pro wrestling, is the Sonny of pro wrestling.
Like the current generation Sonny?
Yes. Without the whorishness. She's not like Missy Hyatt or anything like that.
Okay.
I don't get it. Like, everyone screams that she's, oh my God, she's amazing. She's this. I go, what am I watching? Like, how is she? Okay, please, maybe you can enlighten me.
Okay.
How is she good?
I don't.
Now, if you want to sit there and tell me the reason fans like her is because she's a good-looking woman and she's got a fat ass, okay. But then that's not a reason for them to push her to the fucking title.
No, it's not a reason for them to push her to the title because they have a locker room full of female superstars with fat ass.
Okay, there's a woman down in NXT right now who's hurt that has not wrestled at all because she tore her ACL, and she's 1,000 times better wrestler than Liv, and she's only been doing this for a fucking year. That's Soruka. Soruka has no training. Was not an indie wrestler, was not anything like that. She was a college athlete.
Okay.
She has more potential than Liv Morgan.
I mean, well, most female wrestlers do have more potential.
But I'm saying, as an athlete, like, I would rather see her any day than Liv. Just on pure potential, she's 1,000 times better.
I'm sure. I mean, I haven't seen...
She hasn't been on TV for 6 months, 6 to 8 months, because of she tore her ACL and MCL.
Ouch. How'd she do that?
I think during a match. Actually, how she got hurt. And hello, Dustin.
Hello.
Dustin, would you love to join in on this conversation on why Liv Morgan is trash?
Yes.
All right. The floor is yours, sir.
Well, one, she's had the same gimmick since she's fucking joined, and it's stale as garbage.
No, you don't remember the lesbian scene where she was trying to sell her bathwater?
I don't fucking care about that on the TV. It's always the same shit, and it gets old.
You don't remember where she was where she was almost finishing herself off because she liked violence?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that stuff got really creepy really quick.
Right, like, that's what I mean. Everyone's like, oh, this is so edgy, this is so edgy. I go,
she's
edging. Yeah, she edges. Like I said, the only thing famous in her, the only famous talent in her is Enzo Amore and Bray Wyatt.
And wasn't it Braun Strowman too?
That's rumored. I don't know if Strowman's ever been in that.
She's just dry as shit. Nothing changes with her.
Yeah. Ryan, she had a torn ACL at a live event.
Okay. That sucks. Look, the thing with Liv Morgan is that she's been dubbed as attract, like super hot, like a fucking 10. I don't know who has lied to her for so long.
She's Jersey cute. She's not Jersey hot. AJ Lee is Jersey hot.
I don't know.
Mandy is New York Jersey hot.
I don't get the sex appeal thing with Liv Morgan. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense.
She's not. That's the thing.
Technically has like the sex appeal of she really doesn't have any sex appeal.
Hey, Ryan, just letting you know, something's going on with your microphone.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
Okay.
Like every now and then Skype fucking tries to boot shit off.
Okay. So that could be what the interference was.
Yeah, so I'm trying. I got it. It's on. Not fucking with it. I need to get a new TV. I'll have that by next week. Sorry, folks.
Hey, it happens.
Okay, so let's continue.
Yeah. No, was she cute in the Riot Squad? Yes.
She had a certain appeal in the Riot Squad. And
but then again, she looked like one of the chicks from Ed, and Eddie.
I know she was also doing the Harley cosplay, and that was super in at the time. And it made people take notice of her little gimmick because she was doing the two-tone hair and shit.
But you know what? I'll give you someone who was a lot hotter that did the exact same gimmick, and Alexa Bliss.
Yes, Alexa Bliss did it better.
She's just an Alexa Bliss knockoff. It's like Alexa Bliss from Timu.
What are we going with that now instead of Wish?
It's a knockoff Wish.
No, Timu's actually better products.
I've seen 50-50.
Listen,
I ordered Milwaukee Beers jersey off there.
Listen, Wish, if you want shitty dildos, you go to Wish.
Yes.
Noted.
You want something
that's
that
can... That's where we get them. All right.
Can take it for a ride while I go for a ride.
Gotta take it for a ride. Da-da-da-da.
Disturbing.
Well, if you know anything
about... At least
I'll
be able to balance more.
I like to ride my bicycle. Give you the heebie-jeebies, don't you?
Heebie-jeebies, that's racist.
Not touching that.
So,
because apparently, hey, can I speak real quick?
Oh, dear Lord, yes, go ahead.
Because I got a note from somebody out of prison.
Oh, Lord.
Apparently, I'm making money now.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
I would, because the last time I checked, apparently people want my signed panties.
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
I mean, depending on if you, depending on what your definition of jizz is.
I'll ask Will Levis.
It's called exit polling for a reason.
You are the nastiest bitch walking on green earth. And
I thank you.
I am so glad. Shut your mouth. I am so glad I have no balls.
Well, the last time I checked, you didn't have a dick either.
That is a dirty lie. You nasty, dirty fucking. Raider D!
But yeah, apparently they want Joanna's panties out of prison.
I've got $3.
That's fucking disgusting. Dustin, did you buy a pair of Joanna's panties out of prison?
I haven't been to prison, as far as I know.
The gods are helping me sneak them out. They get a cut of the money.
That's disgusting. You're disgusting. You need Odin.
The last time I said I needed Odin, I was screaming for him.
I tell you, she is just... I don't know. How do we get rid of her, Ronnie?
You don't.
Here's $5, buy a bullet and rent a gun.
I'm pretty sure she'd swallow it and spit it out.
Oh, my God. I caught that. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I was going to say, you didn't even get the fucking movie reference?
Yes, I did. It's one of my favorites. What can I do with $5? Buy a bullet and rent a gun?
A gun? No, but as much as I joke around with Joanna, you can get back in your fucking cage. You're still serving 13 to life.
13 to life.
Legitimately, like, apparently Sonny came out and said people were trying to buy her fucking used panties out of fucking prison.
Oh, dude, you know she's fucking selling them. You know she's fucking selling them. Making sure she got, like, good ramen cups and shit to trade for not getting her ass whooped every time she steps out of her cell.
Yes. By the way, congratulations, Bull McConnell.
Yes.
Next, yes.
Debate point, because I don't think Ronnie agrees with me. Dustin, do you think Paul Heyman is the headliner for this year?
Yes.
Listen, we said this. They've said this years when Mick went in Jersey, they were saying he was the headliner, and he wasn't. Should Heyman be the headliner? Yeah, but we have to wait to see who else they put in.
Putting it this way, who's a bigger name to induct in Philly over Paul Heyman?
The Rock.
I made that argument earlier.
I said Philly.
Hold on, Dustin. I made that argument earlier, and I got put in my place on that one.
What did I say?
If you can put me in my place, pull my hair.
Oh, dude, you had a list.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think Bam Bam is bigger than Paul.
No.
But he did earlier.
No, but he would be a reason. He's somebody that would go in. I also said it should be an all ECW.
I don't think Dreamer is getting inducted at all, but.
Okay, why not?
At least, right, like, this year at least, with everything he's still doing in TNA.
It doesn't matter. Dude, what the fuck? Oh, okay, so we didn't just have something, a working agreement with TNA at the Royal Rumble? I'm sorry. Did I not just see Jordan Grace in a WWE ring? She works for TNA.
All right, here's WWE's top 30 wrestlers from ECW. 30, Stevie Richards. He should go in from the BWO.
Big Stevie Cool will go in, but it won't be just yet.
No, but he's another guy that's Philly that should go in. Balls Mahoney won't go in.
No.
Al Snow should go in, but not a bigger name than Paul.
No.
No gimmicks needed, Steve Corino. Yes.
He still works for WWE, doesn't he?
Yeah,
I think he's a
trainer at PC.
Yeah,
PC, yeah.
I was about to say, he's like a writer or part of the training.
No gimmicks needed, Chris Candido. Hell yes. Oh, I don't want to make this joke, but I kind of just popped in my head. Why?
Do it.
I can't throw a super kick anymore. Just incredible.
Ooh, I like it. You dirty, dirty, dirty man.
But yes, he should go in. Even, I mean, PJ Polacco as just incredible. Yeah, he should go in.
Because that's not just the coolest.
It's just incredible.
It's not just the best.
Spike, Brother Runt. Yep.
He should have been inducted with the Dudleys.
I agree with that.
Yes.
Lance Storm.
Lance Storm.
Drier than watching paint dry, but yes. Masahiro Tanaka.
Yes.
Yeah, Eddie's already in. Mick's already in. Yoshihiro Tajiri.
He'll go in eventually.
Yeah, and Regal needs to induct him. Dean Malenko?
I thought he was already in.
I don't think he's been in the hall.
No, he's not in the hall. They will never put these two in, but they should. The Eliminators.
Barry Saturn.
And Cronin.
Yeah, Saturn needs to go.
They'll never put this guy in, Mike Awesome.
No fat chick thriller.
Here's a guy that needs to go in, and he's probably bigger than Paul Heyman.
Dean Malenko was inducted in the Hall of Fame.
What, did he go in as like a fucking no-namer?
He went in 2021.
COVID mania?
Year after.
Why the fuck do I not remember that? Here we go. I got one. That might be bigger than Paul.
All right.
Jerry Lynn.
No.
Excuse me. I'm going to school the young kid right now.
Do it. Do it.
Excuse me. No?
I'm not saying no, he shouldn't go in. I'm saying he's not a bigger name than Paul.
For his work in ECW, for his work in TNA, he deserves to go in for just a feud with Rob Van Dam alone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, the feud with RVD alone was great.
But he was the guy that went out and saved the show. That's why he's a bigger name than Paul. Paul also has a lot more shit than just ECW. He was known for ECW. Jerry Lynn was the guy that went out and crowds were chanting, save the show. Because if it was a shitty show, Paul threw Jerry in there to save the show.
That's because Jerry's a fucking great wrestler.
Right. But that's why I think, in my opinion, as a Hall of Fame, he's a bigger name than Jerry. He's not a headliner, but he's a bigger name than Paul.
I still wouldn't put him above Paul.
New Jack will never go in.
No.
No.
Mikey Whipwreck?
Mikey'd be cool. Mikey, he went from setting up rings to a world champion. That's cool.
Yeah, but he really didn't do anything
outside of the... He wouldn't be a headliner, but he deserves to go in.
I mean, didn't he do a short stint with WWE at one point?
Yeah, very short.
Like during the invasion?
Now, here's an interesting one. This guy, you can argue, headliner, Rhino.
Yes.
Headliner, but not bigger than Paul.
This motherfucker's
some
the shame.
Guys, I mean, you're bringing up guys that, like, Paul created.
Okay, here's one that Paul didn't create, but Paul made bigger than anything. Bam Bam.
Bam Bam, but I don't think WWE is going to put Bam Bam.
he's the reason that one pay-per-view actually, one WrestleMania got, was, went from the drizzling shits to passable.
Yeah.
And then you factor in the shit he did, then you factor in ECW.
The shit in ECW is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, he got big in WWE. He became a star in ECW. Terry's already in. The Public Enemy will never go in.
No, but that beating the Acolyte game should.
he should go. This guy should go in and is a possible a bigger name than Paul, but this would be interesting because I don't think he'll ever go in, and that is Raven.
Yes, Raven would be bigger than Paul.
Yes.
And I only say Raven would be bigger than Paul because he worked. He has worked everywhere.
I mean, he was even in the E before he was...
Before he was Raven, yeah. He was Scotty Flamingo and shit.
Yeah.
But,
so,
like, he's worked for WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, Ring of Honor.
TNA.
Belay. Like, he's worked at all the major companies.
Here's another one that will never go in. Douglas.
Old Dean Douglas, huh?
Will never go in.
No.
Douglas are in. Douglas are in. Dreamer will go in, but...
That TNA contract bullshit.
No, I think... I think he'll get in, but I don't see him getting it. I think if you get... If you get a New York shot, you'll get him in. The Sandman?
Probably not going in. He deserves it.
No.
Here's
one that's a bigger name than Paul. Yeah, Paul made him, but he kind of got bigger because of his commentary now, and that's Taz.
That's a good one.
Taz could be a headliner.
He could.
And then Sabu will never go in, and RVD's already in.
Right.
But also, too, does Batista finally go in this year? Because...
Batista's not going in unless he's, like, the headliner.
But again, hence why I said we don't know, like, who are they going to also announce? Because Batista still has to go in. And he was supposed to go in during COVID and turned it down.
Where's Mania next year?
If rumors are true, it's going to be in Minneapolis. Oh, Minnesota. It's going to be in the Viking Stadium.
AT&T Stadium. No, U.S. Bank.
The rumors are that, and then, like I said, 2 years are saying Vegas. Which might be seen as retirement match.
With Philly being decently close to Washington, I can see maybe compared to the other places.
Here's one that's interesting.
All right.
Well, there's two guys that are on the old roster that if you put three guys actually that should go in. And two, I don't think will because of where they're working now. And the other one's very touchy.
All right.
The two that are probably not, Cyrus, a.k.a. Don Callis, Chris Jericho.
Oh, Jericho will for sure go in, probably after he retires completely.
And the guy that should go in, and they won't do it, Chris Kanyon.
Put it again.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's a guy that...
Kanyon deserves it, yes.
And with it being in Jersey, or being in Philly, Jersey's, he's not far from where it is.
Right.
Brian Pillman should go in, too. That's an interesting one for a tag team. because they were both technically in ECW, Eminem.
No.
Really, no? For just what they've done in WWE alone, both Matthews and Jomo?
No.
Matthews is an ECW original. John Morrison, just for his singles career, should be
He's
in.
He's still active.
He ain't ever going back to WWE. What was that?
We don't know that.
Ray's already in. Steiners are already in. There's Samoan that needs to go in that was in ECW. I mean, listen, not everyone is Johnny Swinger. How that motherfucker is still active. You'll never put her in, and that's the fucked up part. They'll never put woman in. Because they'll never put her in because you're going to have to talk about Chris.
Correct. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Sherry's in. Scott Steiner's in. Sid Vicious? That's somebody. Oh, he's in, right?
I don't know about Sid Vicious, man.
Is Sid in? I thought he went in. I thought Sid went in 2 years ago. I could be wrong. Sid's another one that could technically be a headliner.
I believe there is some bad blood.
Oh, there's definitely bad blood.
The odds of him going in.
Dr. Death is in there. Could you see WWE doing a legacy award again and just throwing Benoit in there? Like saying, like, we're not going to talk about him, but hey, like, he's in.
No. That's not going to happen.
Well, Legendary, they never said. Like, they put Gary Hart, Dr. Death, C. Williams, Ray Stevens in it. And did they ever fucking talk about that?
Yeah, they're never saying Benoit was from. So that.
Oh, but yeah, but they put Luna in without giving her a proper fucking.
Most
I don't even know. No, they put her in the legacy bullshit because they put her with Bruiser Brody. Like, Lord Alfred Hayes is in. Like, hold on, Dustin, when did you see Dean Malenko went in? I'm literally looking at the class of 21. He's not here.
It's what I seen when I just looked it up, because I swear he fucking went in years ago, at least.
I don't think Dean's in. Like, I'm looking through. I'm on Wikipedia right now. I'm looking through all of the. I'm looking at through all this. I do not believe the Iceman is in. He should be. Do you think DDP is getting the fucking Warrior Award? Rye?
Hold on. Recognition of his contributions to the industry, Green Lantern was honored with induction in the prestigious WWE Hall of Fame in 2021.
I'm literally looking at 2021. Class of 2021... Kane, Molly Holly. I'm even looking at Legacy. He's not on the Legacy list in here. The Legacy list was Buzz Sawyer, Paul Borsch, Ethel Johnson, Dick the Bruiser, Pistol Pez Walter, Warrior War was Rich Henning, Ozzy Osbourne was a celebrity, RVD, Great Khali, Bischoff, Molly Holly, and Kane. Because he's not on this list. I am literally looking at Wikipedia right now. He is not on here. And I'm looking even because I don't never remember Dean Malenko ever giving a speech. If he went in, he went in as a legacy. Hell, are you firing bottle rockets out there? Oh, Bish, what is it?
Totally see Dustin just sitting on his fucking porch shooting bottles.
Yeah, I'm shooting with the damn kids.
By the way, DDP, I'm wrong. DDP probably won't get the Warrior Award because he already went in.
Yes. Warrior Award.
He might get the Warrior Award just because of all the shit that he did with fucking all the wrestlers. The Butterbean alone now, yeah.
I can't believe Buff Bagwell was there again. Enough to fucking challenge Butterbean to a fight while wasn't there at the accountability kid.
Dude, fucking...
Buff Bagwell was kind of a piece of shit still.
Oh, Buff Bagwell's a fucking douchebag, but dude, Scotty Riggs. Like, have you seen Scotty Riggs now? He's fucking jacked out of his... He's yoked out of his mind. He was, like, on the verge of death, and now he's yoked out of his goddamn mind. Okay, Okada's now AEW bound. Okay, yay. That probably just saved AEW for a little bit.
For another 6 months.
Right. Well, I mean, dude, now they got Ospreay and Okada under contract. That's a lot of money. And then... And in a couple weeks, they're getting Sasha back.
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
So, Ryan, have you seen the new... All right, so back to baseball. Let's shift back over. Have you seen the new... the new Vegas A's stadium?
I have not.
So they have officially debuted concept art of what the new stadium is going to look like. So hold on. I'm going to actually send this to you. I'm going to put it in the group chat so people can see it. So you guys can see it. So Dustin can see it too.
I seen it earlier today.
It looks freaking badass.
It does, but it looks like a stadium that'd be built in fucking, like, Saudi Arabia from the outside.
Well, have you ever been to never mind. Have you ever seen Vegas?
I mean, sure, it is Vegas, but still.
Vegas, baby. Oh, shit.
Shit bricks and what?
Shit bricks.
Shit far.
Oh, boy, where is it? Okay, no, there it is. All right. If my computer will actually, you know, do what it's being told to do.
Do it, you fucking computer.
I could probably do this on my phone quicker, but no, like, so it kind of looks like the, oh, God damn it, the amphitheater in Sydney, Australia. Like, you get what I mean? You understand what I mean by that?
Yeah. I think so.
A semi-dome?
Right.
Dustin, how would you describe it?
What?
The stadium in the concept art for Vegas.
It looks like a fucking flower.
Flower. That sounds promising.
Raider Dave. I'll pull this up. I'll fucking get it. If the inside is anything, that's gonna look the inside looks fucking weird.
How weird.
All right, I am sending this to you now.
Okay.
Skype load up on my phone. Da-da-da. There we go. There we go. Okay. Sent. There we go. All right. They're sent. There they are.
Oh, that's unique. I dig it.
If that fucking back wall is the fucking scoreboard. That's kind of fucking cool.
Yeah, that's a very unique design. Way to go, Vegas.
And you know what this means, motherfuckers?
Oh, God, he's back.
Damn right I am. Look at how cool our stadium's going to be, dude. Can you fucking believe that?
I didn't know you were an Oakland fan.
I'm sorry, this is Vegas, sir.
Again, I didn't know you were an Oakland fan.
Who's that?
Oh, you front-running bastard.
Vegas! You know how cool our stadium's going to be? It's so much cooler than your shitty bad stadium.
You're a sad, sad little man. You have my pity.
Cooler than that fucking bullshit happened. The small stadium that hasn't been upgraded in like 40 fucking years.
So does that look better than, the Cardinal Stadium?
Oh, this is way cooler than the Bush Stadium. I've been there.
You watch your fucking mouth, dude.
<F-U>.
I fucking hate you. Can't live here anymore. You gotta move out.
I gotta do shit. You can't tell me what to do. Because I'm already getting ready to. I'm getting ready to move to Vegas because I am Raider Dave. And I'm going to get a job working at this badass stadium for the Vegas Dave. But I got to get down there and get set up, and that's going to take some time, so fuck you. Hey, Ronnie.
What?
The Mets fucking suck. Fuck you.
Have they fun.
They got that. The Red Sox fucking suck. Fuck you.
Raider Dave's a fucking dick.
I know, and Dustin just took that on the chin.
I didn't even take his comments because he doesn't matter, so his opinions can go up his own ass.
I matter more than the Red Sox and the bullshit-ass fucking decent.
Talk to me when the A's are relevant.
We're relevant now!
Are you? Your minor league team is called the Bees.
Dude, the Savannah Bananas can probably beat the shit out of the fucking Oakland A's.
The Savannah Bananas are a fucking national treasure, sir.
I know, but what's that say about the A's?
Fuck the Red Sox.
Exactly, that's the only comeback he has is fuck the Red Sox.
Fuck the Red Sox. Fuck the green monster.
Think of anything Rays will ever have, except a tremendous amount of debt and sorrow from their fans.
Raider Dave is going to hit it hard in Hamid Yad.
Check it out. Check this out. You see this stadium they're going to build out in Vegas? And that's a tourist destination. Okay? Bunch of drunk motherfuckers.
Oh, are they going to sign random tourists to come play better baseball than their actual team?
Oh, you know what?
They're going to find random tourists that have... They're going to find random tourists to have sex in their stadium.
You know what? That's because...
I mean, Joanna probably would.
Oakland fans are degenerate.
Listen.
I'm not talking about them.
Listen.
Oh, hard.
Listen. No. If you're going to get me to go to this stadium, there's got to be about 3 or 4 stripper poles in the outfield.
It's Vegas. It's probably going to be more than that.
I need to make sure the bunnies are free. I just need to smell a body glitter and EDM music.
Why is it
that's Vegas? That's Vegas in general, isn't it? Body glitter and fucking EDM music. Fucking what?
Oh hell no!
He's gonna have a seizure. Brian, you want to hear a side note today?
Sure.
We have an actual dwarf that works at A&W.
How are you handling that there, Mr. Manager?
Emotional damage!
Okay, we're going to get serious here for a second because Dustin is terrified.
Of those people.
Gay!
I told Ryan if he ever tells me I'm booked on a show and it's a midget, I will get arrested for a hate crime.
You can't. What the fuck, dude? Okay, I'm going to...
Because I will probably be like, okay, this isn't going to work, and fucking chuck him halfway across the fucking gym.
He's gonna walk...
That's my purse! I don't know you!
What?
I'm going to treat it like Big Show did the elves and fucking jingle all the way.
Oh, dear Christ. Oh, my God. I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom. That's fucking... I just feel bad about it.
I don't feel bad about it.
You're going to... You two can first. Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is the sun at?
Football, man.
Oh, God. Holy shit. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
So we have some college football news.
Oh, yeah, I tried to change the topic real quick.
Well, we got to wait for him to come back before we start talking about midgets again.
Talking about the game, or?
Yeah, the game. 10,000 athletes accepted the NIL deal for the college football game.
Don't they get paid like $500,000 for it?
Nope. Try $600 and a copy of the game.
Oh, here's $600. Now go wipe your ass with a shitty fucking game from EA.
Here's $600 and a copy that has your name in it.
Of a game that's going to be as broken as Madden.
No, college is never that broken.
Look how Madden was good at the time fucking last NCAA game was released, too.
Wait, all, get the fuck out of here. The developer said all 134 schools are going to be in this game.
Are they allowing you to create your own fucking school again and bring them to relevancy?
Actually, I think they are. I think they are bringing create a school in there.
Good, because Madden fucking took that shit out and I fucking hate it.
600, yeah, but the fact that, like, every D1, every FBS school is going to be in this game, what? That's a lot, like, there's more teams, there's not 100, I'm trying to think, is that every FBS? Yeah, FBS, that's every team in the conference. Holy shit, that's fucking crazy. Now, if only they can get every FCS team in there.
On go ahead.
That would be badass. I would think that would be fucking great.
On sports video game news, fucking the announcement from fucking MLB and all the fucking cousin-related people down in the South in a fucking whirlwind today.
About women being in the game?
Yep.
I don't get why.
Like, you don't get why they're in the game, or you don't get why people are pissed off about it?
No, I get why people are there, but is it the women's leagues, or is it just a woman in general? Like, if it's if it's like the league of their own, like how they did the Negro Leagues, then fine, yeah, they should be in the game. They're part of history. But if they're there just to be there, what's the fucking point?
They haven't dived too deep into it yet, but all I know right now is in Road to the Show, if you want to create a woman, you can.
That makes... I can't say that makes no sense, but if it's just for Road to the Show, it doesn't hurt anything. It's a single-player game. You're not putting it in, like, Dynasty mode or anything like that.
If they keep it like they have been for the past couple years, you're going to be able to because of, creative players being able to be used in Diamond Dynasty.
Yeah, but you're not, you have to really fucking work on making that character good.
Or you can just pay to make him good.
Yeah, well, you get that.
What do you know, another fucking sports game that's pay to win?
Or you can just, you know, play the fucking game, not have to worry about it.
Exactly, but now we can go back on that one topic.
Midgets. Oh,
dear God.
We went off topic because we were talking about the NIL deal for the NCAA football game.
Okay, yeah, so we can't go back on the midget topic until you're back.
Okay, yeah, back to midgets. Let's talk about midgets.
Let's not talk about midgets.
Where does this fear come from?
I've always had it.
But what is it?
Like, what do you mean, what is it? It's a fear of midgets.
Right, but what about them scared?
Everything. It's just the way they look like they have no disproportioned bones when they move. It's like a fucking stick figure.
Oh, the Brad Williams jokes from this.
See, the thing is, he's actually my favorite comedian. I can watch him on TV and be fine. In person, I'm like, nope.
A midget does not want to fuck a female little person, especially if she's cleanly shaved. And it's like, ah!
I know a dude.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but no names on this one.
No,
I know.
We'll call him Bob.
Who banged a midget. And he said that, like, at first he thought it was going to be really cool, and then, like, halfway through you start feeling like a pedophile.
Yep.
So, there's that little fucking pearl of knowledge.
Dummy!
Dummy!
Yeah! Yeah!
Ow. So, okay, so they're ball bodies and big heads?
It's not even the fact they have small bodies and big head. I have a fucking big head compared to my body, and I'm fucking fine with that.
Right.
No, it's just like when they walk, it looks like they're trying to contort themselves just to fucking stay upright. It's like they fucking run with a stick jammed up their ass 24/7.
So it's a proportion thing.
It's more of a proportion and movement thing.
But this one
was in a wheelchair, so luckily it didn't faze me that much, and I could outrun it if I needed to.
Jesus.
I could outrun it if I have to.
Oh, sure about that? You just got to make sure you're running uphill.
Right. I don't know. It's a powered wheelchair. I'd probably be able to get up a hill.
If it's going down.
Downhill, you're fucked.
Although, I drive into work. I could lead it down a hill and do an immediate U-turn and let it keep going.
I am not a nugget!
It's like the episode of Family Guy where they strap Joe to the back of a truck.
Let's do this! I am not a nugget!
Okay.
We talking Hornswoggle or are we talking Wee Man?
Aren't they like the same fucking height?
One's more athletic.
I don't know. You see the shit they make Wee Man do in Jackass? He's more athletic than Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle can pick up, almost picked up Mark Henry.
Okay. And Wee Man picked up Sami Zayn.
Sami jumped.
Well, hold on. I literally just said he almost picked up Mark Henry, who's the world's strongest man. Sami Zayn has about 300 pounds less than Mark Henry.
Okay, I am looking up a height comparison to this because you gotta add that into a factor.
What's an inch or two between friends?
Kids. Wee Man is an inch taller than Hornswoggle, so that's not really a good fucking thing to compare between. Like, is it Hornswoggle and Wee Man? Sorry, they're the same height.
Shut up!
No.
All right. This is, like, we're really trying to pull strings at finding shit, because we can talk baseball, but at the same time, there's nothing really to talk about when it comes to baseball.
I mean, the Red Sox looking good in spring training, but they're probably going to fucking flub again this season.
Ooh, spring training, yay.
I know. That's why I said they're probably going to flub again this season.
You know, spring training's like going to a strip club when you get the girl to dance because they think they like you. Doesn't mean shit until you get them home.
I mean,
then it's like playing the fucking, then it's like playing a gimme game. It's like playing the Nationals.
It's like playing the A's.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Like,
or the Mets when half their pitching staff is injured.
Like you playing with your fucking butthole.
Look, I'm not ricocheting finger blast my asshole live on stream.
No, you just go on stream and play with your ball.
All the time.
You jealous?
I mean, at first a little bit, then I saw the little squishy Boba Tea balls, and now I'm not.
At least they still work.
As long as you don't have two metal marbles in between there, and every time they clack, you fucking have a shot of lightning shoot out your ass.
That's actually interesting.
Wow, that is an interesting visual.
Exactly. Just make sure someone's behind you that you're hate and make your balls clap and they're dead.
I broke
the power of Zeus.
2 weeks in a row, I broke Ryan.
Click clack, motherfucker.
I don't think it was the fact you broke Ryan. I think it was the fact that it actually intrigued me and he's like, what the fuck?
No, he broke me. I know. That was all the Jesus Christ, Ronnie. All this, your balls clack and shoot a lightning bolt out your ass. What the fuck, dude?
You can't tell me that wouldn't be interesting, though.
By the way, that was from a movie.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, speaking of movies, what do you guys think of the fucking new Crow look?
When did Finn Balor get... When did Finn Balor get dressing tips from Vampiro?
Yeah, hey, oh, weird movie news. There is another Saw movie coming.
Because they gotta let it catch up with Friday the 13th and fucking Nightmare on Elm Street.
I'm gonna say this nicely, who the fuck cares?
I do.
Well, here's the thing, Dustin's a big fan, actually, and I don't mind the Saw movies, but they've gotten so repetitive.
No, here's the thing. There's only three Saws that matter.
Four now, technically.
No, there's only three that matter.
Four now, technically, if you haven't seen X.
I don't give a shit. The original three are all that matter.
And this is set place between one and two.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though, because it's still... Okay, here's the problem with the Saw movies. The Saw movies have glorified trap horror.
Yes.
The original...
It's what started that genre.
But the original three are not trap horror. They're not gore porn movies. They are the definition of mental horror.
Psychological
horror. They're not... Once they got into four, they kind of made it... Four is tolerable, but then after that, they just made it strictly about the traps.
That's what it's mostly been about anyway, is the traps.
No, it has not. Oh,
it's
my God, go watch one, two,
and three.
Go watch
how
one,
many
two, and three.
That watch them?
No, he's a Saw super. No, because, look, and the thing was, is it was never about the traps. It was... The traps were a main part of it, but the thing was he was trying to teach these people a lesson.
Right. One, two, and three, after John, spoiler alert, after John dies, it should have ended.
I think we can all agree on that, Justin.
Yes.
But after, like, the only one that I really started to, what I thought was hilarious was 3D, was the official end. When they finally... you got to count that one. Because
I don't count
that
one.
Okay,
there's that one movie in every horror series that you fucking disregard in every aspect.
Why?
The fucking traps were bullshit in that one.
But it was never about the traps. That one was never about the traps. That one was, again, that was the closest thing to the original as psychological horror. It was never about the traps. Also... They finally got the reverse bear trap to work. Saw 3D finally got the payoff that every Saw fan wanted. The reverse bear trap working.
And sadly, it wasn't on Hoffman, it was on Jill.
But it made the story... What I did not like about 3D is the story... Never explained who his accomplices were. The doctor. And then they just completely wiped it off. They didn't care.
No, the story never fucking explained who his accomplices were until fucking later in different fucking installments. But it's been fucking hinted at in each of the fucking movies that it's Dr. Gordon that's doing all the fucking surgical shit.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Dr. Gordon, though. Because at the end of 3D, and Ryan, I'm not sure if you even saw this, he has two accomplices with him.
Yeah, and you know who those two are?
They don't really explain it.
In the, the bonus features they do.
Who are they?
It's the two guys from the beginning of Saw 3D that just said, fuck that one girl.
But, honestly... Saw 3D was more the closest thing back to the original, which was fine. But after 3,
six
it should have just... Again, it was glorifying the... It was never about the story. You went
actually, that one won.
Not really. They more focused on the traps. They focused on the traps in the game, which is fine. But
that one was more 50-50, though. I will give you that. It was a mix of the traps and the story for Six.
But the point is three was Kramer teaching people to respect life. And let's face it, one is probably the greatest fucking Saw movie of all time.
Absolutely.
I say two, but one's up there.
One's, you gotta remember the budget they used.
Oh, I know.
So that's what I mean. Like, that is the greatest, that is one of the greatest twists. That is one of the greatest, one of the best psychological fucking horror films ever. Two was good.
It created an entire genre.
Yeah. Three wrapped up the story. You didn't need to go any further. You definitely didn't need to go out and buy fucking Marky Mark's brother for the fucking next one.
For the next fucking six?
He died in four.
Yeah, but he's still in fucking all of them with cut flashbacks and all that shit.
Yeah, right. But I'm like, you didn't need to go out and do that because you were extending the story for no reason.
That's true. They did extend the story.
Money. That's all any fucking horror movies make fucking 20,000 editions of for.
I don't know, man. With Friday the 13th, they had like, good stories.
But Friday the 13th was, here's the thing. Friday the 13th, as much as there were stories, you were never going into Friday the 13th about the story. You were going in for it for the kill. Saw went from, we're going to go in for the stories, and then switched it to, we're going to glorify the kills now. The Friday the 13th was never really about the story. It was, hey, here's a killer that's just going to go out and kill everybody.
That's true.
You were in for the monster.
Because, like,
not...
Saw 1, whenever Kramer stood up at the end of Saw 1.
Yes.
Absolutely blew my mind.
Yeah.
Holy shit, it actually happened.
And 2, then you find out about Amanda. And then 3, you find out that it was... Then Kramer dies.
Right.
Like, and John was disappointed in Amanda, and then, yeah, it's just, it was a build-up to a payoff, and then you got the final kill, which was fucking insanity, which was the shotgun collar.
Shotgun collar was dope.
Right.
You didn't, like, after that was done, you didn't need to do anything else.
Right.
Like, the story was told. Yeah, obviously. Then they just went and made it pretty much glorified gore porn. They made it about the traps, which is fine. But don't call it Saw. Call it something else. Like, if you're going to call it Saw, make it like an undertone. Like, do something different.
Hey, do you guys remember?
What? You cut out.
You guys remember the first Saw video game?
Yes, I have it. I played it.
Oh, dear God. I've played both of them.
First one is great. The first video game is great. Second one sucks.
Both of them were fucking garbage.
No, because it's a puzzle game. It's literally the base of the fucking game is literally the movie.
It's literally...
Story-wise, it was okay. Mechanic and gameplay-wise, it fucking sucked.
But... No, and then... 2 was just awful. 2, they tried to redo the game.
Yeah, they took the mechanics and made them even more shittier somehow.
It was like The Last of Us.
All right, let's get to this next item.
Let's say that again, Ray.
Let's get to this next item. You know what I'm talking about.
We're going to talk about AEW?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Well, let's break this through first. We're going to get Dynasty April 21st. It looks like we're setting up for Will Ospreay, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, that'll be in St. Louis.
Kenny, or Eddie, not Eddie Kingston, sorry. Okada is a heel going into AEW because he has joined the EVPs. That should be interesting because he's never played a fucking heel.
Never played a heel before. He may actually make it work.
He might be able to do it, yeah.
Jack Perry is now officially in New Japan and is now part of the, oh, God damn it, the Hurt. Not the Hurt business. It's the fucking House of Pain.
More well-rounded one.
Yeah.
So good on him.
Sammy Guevara suspended for who knows how long.
But he did it for dropping what's his name on his head.
Jeff Hardy.
No, it wasn't for dropping him on his head. It was for the fucking shooting star.
Yeah, dropped him on his head. He dropped his leg on his head.
To be honest, though, if you do watch that fucking clip, he would have landed it fine until Jeff fucking put his knees up, which shot him sideways.
No, his jump came off wonky.
Yeah. Also, Sammy needs to...
he's about 15 pounds.
Sammy also needs to get fucking better in the ring.
Don't need to in AEW.
Right?
No, I'm just going to go and jump off a balcony and fucking kill myself.
Hey, better for the show.
Oh, did you hear the funny shit about, so, quick thing, baseball news, Otani got married.
Okay.
And in his press conference, he said he got married to a normal woman. That, my friends, is an utter lie. Because his wife now is three-time AEW Women's Champion, Hikaru Shida.
I thought you were going to say Nyla Rose.
No. He married a Japanese girl, and it's so somehow three-time Women's Champion, fucking Shida. God damn it. but yeah. All right, let's get into a revolution is a mystery.
The revolution is a mystery.
And the rest of AEW. Fucking.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's bring up that shit show.
I did not mind the show. I actually liked it. I still think they need to fucking do something about, they need to do something about timing of these matches, because the shortest match on the card was 12 minutes and 15 seconds. Shortest.
Oh.
Yeah. So let's get started with this. The pre-show opened up with the Bang Bang Scissor Gang, Caster Bowens and Billy versus the Guns and Jay White.
Okay.
Yeah, the Bang Bang Scissor Gang.
We are weird. You so fucking call it.
Versus the Tupperware Gang, Jeff Jarrett, Satnam Singh, Jay Lethal, Willie Mack, and Private Party. With Sanjay Dutt doing his best, player from the Himalaya gimmick. And Karen, I got new tits, Jarrett. Yeah, the Bang Bang Scissor Gang wins. Match went 12 minutes, 25 seconds.
Not terrible.
No, for a pre-show, no. But this match was bad. Chris Statlander, next last pre-show match. Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale defeats Julia Hart and Sky Blue. 13 minutes, 30 seconds.
I've not heard good things about it.
So, Sky Blue needs to go back into training, and so does Julia Hart.
That bad.
So you're a wrestler. Have you ever had a 1,000-yard stare match? Whoa, what the fuck? Right. Have you ever had a 1,000-yard stare match?
No.
That was this match. Move, 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 1,000-yard stare. Move, 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 1,000-yard stare.
Okay.
They were like, oh, we're going to do 5 moves, and then what do we do now? 5 moves, and what do we do now? 5 moves, and what do we do now? Oh, shit, I have to bounce off this rope. It looks so robotic that I'm just like, oh, what the fuck is this shit? Like, I am the closest thing to not being one of the boys, but I know my shit.
Okay.
When I am looking at this and just going, what the fuck are they doing? You know it's bad.
True.
Like, thank God this was on YouTube. If someone had to pay for this, they would have fucking wanted their money back. It was bad. It ended with Statlander hitting the finish on Sky Blue after Willow Nightingale hit the pounce. Julia Hart needs to go away. They put a title on her for no reason. Sky Blue is literally AEW's Liv Morgan. I know that's mean to say, but...
I mean, is it tough?
It's people like her because of how she looks. But at the same time, she doesn't have a look like a Jade Cargill.
Right.
She has a look where, oh, well, she's got a fat, she's got a tiny body and a fat ass. We like her. She's the woman that everyone goes out because they're fucking thirsty as shit.
Right.
They need to go back and train. Or need to go hit the fucking indies for a hot minute. Like, Julia Hart, I kind of give a pass to because she's green as goose shit. But I don't give her a pass because they put a title on her.
Right.
Yep. All right, main show, Christian Cage beats Daniel Garcia, 16 minutes, 50 seconds. It's getting really stupid with Christian Cage holding this title. By the way, they've officially changed Botchasaurus' name.
Who?
Killswitch.
Yay!
He still comes out looking like a dinosaur, but they call him Killswitch now.
That is gay as fuck.
Yeah, 16 minutes, 50 seconds. Daniel Garcia gets fucked over by Nick Wayne. And Cage wins. Ooh. Probably top 3 match of the night. Eddie Kingston beating Bryan Danielson by pinfall. Uh, 19 minutes, 45 seconds for the Continental Crown Champion.
Yeah, they... AEW's got, like...
Well, this is... So, okay. So they made this belt pretty much saying that it's the ROH World Championship. It's the AEW Continental Championship. The Continental Championship, the World Champion, and the NJPW Strong Openweight title. So it's all 3 of them. So it's
That sounds lazy.
Yeah. By the way, why make it the world championship for ROH? You literally have two mid-card titles and ROH's top title.
Right. Khan the fucking idiot.
But this is not just Tony Khan. If this was AEW and ROH, I could say that. But this is New Japan, too. Because he holds an New Japan title. NJPW Strong Openweight Championship, which is the LA dojo. I'm going to say this, though. So Eddie Kingston had to get his hand. Daniel Bryan shook Eddie Kingston's hand after he won. I will say this. Eddie has slimmed down 20 pounds.
Good.
And he actually sold an injury. But Daniel Bryan worked his arm the entire match, and when he went to go pick up his arm to raise his hand, he looked at, you can read his front going, bad arm, bad arm, bad arm.
Right.
And he picks up the other arm. I'm like, oh, thank God they fucking are selling an injury. Eddie actually is doing the right thing.
For the first time in forever.
For the first time in a while, Eddie Kingston looks like he gives a shit.
A fucking time.
Now, did this match have to go almost 20 minutes? No, but...
But it did.
Yep. All right. The All-Star Scramble match. The winner is now the number one contender for the AEW title. Wardlow is your winner. I don't know why it said with Adam Cole. Adam Cole wasn't there. Nor Mike Bennett or Matt Taven. None of them were there. Defeated Chris Jericho, Powerhouse Hobbs, Lance Archer, Hook, Brian Cage, Magnus, and Dante Martin.
How was that overall?
I would have preferred the original three-way that they were going to do, or the four-way.
Yeah, well, oh, that was the big meaty man slapping meat match.
Yeah, so the original match was supposed to be Wardlow versus Cage versus Powerhouse Hobbs.
Which would be dope.
Which would have just been three big meaty men beating the shit out of each other.
Say it, Dustin.
What?
Big meaty men slapping meat.
Big meaty men slapping meat?
Yep.
That was what the match was supposed to be, my man.
Then they added two lucha guys to get thrown around and Hook.
Yeah, why Hook?
I don't know, but Hook actually put up a good effort. And Jericho for some reason.
Because it's not an AEW pay-per-view without Jericho.
But Wardlow wins by pinning, I believe he pinned Jericho. So now Wardlow is your number one contender. I'm fine with that.
If they did that, right?
Yep. Roddy Strong is your new international title champion. Oh, by the way, the match went for the eight-man scramble, 15 minutes, 45 seconds. Roddy beats Orange Cassidy by pinfall, become the new IC. I'm going to just call it the IC title, because that's what it is. 12 minutes and 45 seconds. This is the third shortest match of the night.
I'm sorry, did you just say short?
Third shortest match of the night.
Wow.
Roddy Strong wins. Orange Cassidy is going to go away for a little bit to heal up. Fine. Maybe Orange Cassidy comes back as an ant. I don't know. Fire ant, bitches. All right. Next, Blackpool Combat Club defeats FTR by making Dex Hardwood blackout.
Which is pretty dope.
Yeah, 21 minutes, second longest match of the night. I'm fine with that. As much as FTR should be going over, Moxley and Claudio, fine.
Right.
That they've actually been tagging for a while. All right, you ready for the shortest match of the night?
Do it.
Timeless Toni Storm defeating Deonna Purrazzo by pinfall to retain the AEW Women's title. 12 minutes, 15 seconds. This match was awful. It should have dropped 5 minutes off of this. It ended with Deonna Purrazzo getting dropped on her head.
Awesome.
I don't mind Toni Storm, but I think she needs a break.
I don't like
it. I get the gimmick, and I like what the production team is doing. Keeping her always in black and white, that's kind of cool. No, it's stupid. It's like a Marilyn Monroe gimmick.
Sorry, she's no Marilyn Monroe.
No. What's cool is, though, is Martha May that's with her. This was the cool part about her entrance. Martha May came out as old Toni Storm. Like, the black glasses, backwards hat, leather jacket. That was kind of cool. That was a cool little pop.
Like the one that couldn't hack at WWE?
Yes. All right, you ready for match of the night? And it's not even the main event. Will Ospreay defeats Kushida Takeshita. Yes, I said what I said. By pinfall, 22 minutes even.
That's a lot.
This match was never boring. And it told us. I will say this match is a must-watch. If anyone can go watch this match, go and get this. Go and watch this. Because it is stiff as fuck. There is partial selling. And it ends with Takeda fucking kicking out at three, right when, like, a second after three is hit. So one, two, three, then the arm comes up. They pull the Warrior Hogan.
Foley did that a lot.
What?
Foley did that a lot, too.
Yeah.
I've done it a couple times. I mean, it shows you still got a little life, basically.
And, like, Ospreay is proving... Still proving. Now you're going to get Ospreay Bryan at the next pay-per-view? Oh, hell yes.
That'll be something.
Like, the best thing for AEW right now is the fact that they have Will. And they can't fuck it up.
Oh, they can. If they can, they will.
Oh, they will, but I'm saying they can't. Like, if they do, they're fucked. Because now you have Ospreay and Okada, and you're now going to get, like I said, you're going to get Mercedes to show up soon. You have a chance to get your fan base back. You need to, Tony Khan needs to let the writers, the guys he has writing, let them fucking cook.
Yeah, but he won't do that because he's got to be the same.
Right, well... Well, while Sting calls him out, he looks like he just did a line of fucking coke.
Because he probably did.
He probably did. That's the match of the night, and then we still have two more matches. Samoa Joe retains his world title by beating Hangman Page, by choking out Hangman Page, and Shane Swerve Strickland. 19 minutes, 40 seconds. I think you need to put, as much as I like Joe, you should have put the title on Swerve, because now what's Wardlow? Because is Joe going to be the babyface going into this? Because Wardlow's clearly a heel. Right? Yeah, so Swerve is turning into a babyface, and what? And finally, and the part we're going to get to, Sting and Darby Allin. And Gigi Allin defeats the Young Bucks, the EVPs by submission. Tornado tag match for the World Tag Team titles, 21 minutes and 3 seconds. And boy, did this have some moments.
Yes. But here is my entire point right now. Okay? Because AEW and their fan base are very, very proud of the fact that Sting went 29-0 with the company. 29-0. What does that say? What does that say? Anybody?
Yeah, but he never lost.
But he never lost. And what's the problem with that?
AEW says records matter.
Why, if he can win a match like this, and this was a pretty rough match. There was definitely some spectacle. But if he
yes.
can win, why is he retiring? He's still in top form. Because he's old. Damn, beat shit out of 230-year-old. Why is he retiring? He's still top of the game.
See, I don't like the fact that the fans and even AEW are fucking bragging about him not losing. Because in all honesty, it doesn't mean shit.
Well, it does say that he didn't put anybody over. Anybody over his entire time with the company.
By the way, to answer your question, Darby this year wrestled 3 matches and lost once. Singles.
Right.
They only wrestled 3 times this year as a tag match.
He didn't put anybody over his entire time there. And he didn't do the job on the way out like he was supposed.
I get what you're saying. I understand that. But it's... Here's the thing. Look at everybody else that... Like, okay, Austin did it when he had to go. He did it. But then he came back and won his last match. So does that mean he's still... But here's the thing. When Sting left every other company, he put over Seth Rollins. He put over AJ Styles. I think the only time he didn't put anyone over was WCW was because he was wrestling Ric Flair, and Flair kind of put him over.
Right.
I'm trying to remember back to 2001, so.
But all I'm saying is, tradition says, on your way out.
But here's the thing. Again, here's the thing. Every other spot he went, when he was done, he did. You can't blame him for Tony Khan's booking.
Here's how I look at that.
Yeah, go ahead, Dustin.
Sure. How can we be sure that...
Okay. You know, if he really wanted to, Sting did probably have enough stoke to be like, hey, put the Young Bucks over. But at the same time, the Young Bucks already made. Like, did they really need to, hey, we beat Sting in his last match?
I'm going to say the other thing, too, is what would have... What more backlash would you have gotten if the EVPs took the tag titles? That's honest to God why I do not like there being fucking tag teams. That's why I seriously don't like the them putting the tag titles on Sting and Darby. Because what was the point? If there was no titles, yeah, I would have been like, yeah, you put the Bucks over. Like, I get it. But, like, you kind of put yourself in a no-win situation either way. If they weren't in a match, the team that probably would have been better to put over would have been someone like the fucking Guns or the Acclaim.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, if you put those guys in the match and you said, oh, the Acclaim is going to be in there versus Sting and Darby, I'd be like, yeah, you put the Acclaim over. You put the young guys over. The Bucks don't need to go, like, the Bucks should not deserve that run.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely was. Because you don't have any, you have not built up any young guys that could have taken the ability of getting the having Sting win and actually mean something, or getting the win on Sting and actually mean something.
Right.
Because it means nothing.
No.
Right, you're a little low.
Because I'm stuffing my rat hole.
Oh, okay. But no, like, what's the point? Like, you're looking at, like, you could have done, like, Sex Gods. And it would have made, that would have made more sense because you're putting over Sammy.
But
granted, would it have been weird to have Jericho get the title? Yes, but you're not doing that for Jericho. You're doing that for Sammy.
Look, I think my biggest problem is that he didn't do the job for any.
I wish I had Sting's match list on who he faced. So if I had Sting's, if I could find Sting's AEW.
I mean, I'm sure you can.
Match list.
I got it.
Yeah, I got it here. All right. Beat Big Bill and Ricky Starr. I'm not even counting the last one. Tornado match. Beat Takeshka and Powerhouse Hobbs in a tornado match. JD Drake and Anthony Henry. Again, that was just a fucking ugh. Eight-man tag with Big Bill, Powerhouse Hobbs, Ricky Stark, okay. Six-man tag, Cage, Botchasaurus, and Nick Wayne. Dutch Archer and Vincent. All right, let me see. Actual fucking Darby Allin and Sting, Christian Cage and Swerve. Cage and Soros. Okay, I'm looking at guys. I'm honestly got looking at guys the hell? Yeah, no, I'm getting something weird on Skype. Someone's trying to friend request me on Skype and just randomly fucking bullshit. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
Are they trying to call into the show?
No. And last time we did that was not a good thing.
I would love to argue with people.
Okay, so if you want to go with a guy that they could have put that he could have lost to. By the way, all of his matches, very little have been singles.
I know, dude.
Or not even single, sorry.
All of them in tag matches or like 6 or 8 man tag matches?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been street fights, 6 man tags, 20 to 6. He's had no singles. His last singles match, get ready for this,
was Rollins.
Was Rollins, but and that's when he left WWE, because that's when he had the back injury. But when he left TNA, he lost to Magnus when he left in an ODQ match, obviously. EC3, like, he did the job leaving. He left when he left WWE, he did the job.
Right, and you do the job when you're leaving, period. He's ending his career. You do the job on the way out.
But how do we know that he did not... He asked...
Wrestling is storytelling. And it's story... If a 60-year-old man can beat the shit out of 2 30-year-old men, why is he retiring?
Okay, well then go with that shit. Look at Ric Flair.
Yeah, and look at how shitty the little bit he did in that match looked.
Well, not even that. Look at actually his match.
What is his the Ric Flair retirement match? It was garbage.
Yeah, but again, you look at that is. But then look at Austin. Austin came out of retirement and won his last match, technically. He could still be on top. It's not what it used to. I get what you're saying, and I agree with you.
Right,
but on the difference is,
especially with Austin, whenever Austin retired, Austin stayed gone. WrestleMania. Fucking, you know, big shows that make it his health mode. Besides that, he was gone, dude. He wasn't around. Flair, whenever he retired for a little bit, not long. He came out, he had his one match, and it was fucking garbage.
And fucking HBK came out.
And has since stayed gone.
Yeah, it's weird. Just Sting does the weird shit. Like, Sting will...
And we know Sting is going to be the guy that stays gone.
Now, yes, I actually do believe he's not coming back.
Right. So now he's retired.
But like when he left, well, here's the other thing too. When he left WWE, do you really think he, in his mind, he thought he was coming back with that back injury?
And honestly, he probably shouldn't have been wrestling with it in the first place.
Right. Well, that's why you've seen him wrestle. Why do you think you saw him wrestle 90% of the time with, like, a shirt on? How much you would have bet he had a fucking back brace?
Yeah, look, all I'm saying is that, like, he could have done fucking business the right way, but right now it seems like he did business for himself. We don't know if it was his booking. We don't know if it was Tony Khan's booking. We don't know if it was a pair of the books. But the fact is, if he put nobody over in that run with AEW, that run lasted for a couple of years.
Well, what? He wrestled, his first match in AEW was...
2021.
So but he went...
Over a two-year span, he had 29 matches and put over no one. You don't see that as a problem?
Here's the thing, too.
I put that right up there with Hogan. You know, okay, you know, you got the match over Steve. Now you got to do the job.
All right, I'm going to say this. Well, even Hogan put over Billy Kidman when he needed to. The one thing that we don't know, though, and we don't have this, is that was Sting the one that won? Or did Darby get some of those pins?
Darby got a few of the pins in there. I'm sure they split them as evenly as they could.
But that's what I'm getting at. I'm like, okay, we have all this, but then is that on Sting? Is that on Darby? Like, again, or is that on Tony? Like, you look at a lot of these matches, and it's like the coffin match was Darby. It was so fucking stupid, but it was Darby doing the coffin drop on the casket with Swerve in the middle of it. Like,
right.
So Darby got that win. Like, there's certain ones that I'm looking at and be like, okay, how many did Sting get out of these six-man tags? Did Sting get the finish? Was Sting the hot tag? Was Sting, like, you get what I mean? We don't know, because it doesn't say who actually got the pin on where I'm looking at.
Yeah, but still, look, man, it's not good business if you're not putting people over. That's selfish book.
But it's a little different when Sting is doing this, and I get that. You know what? We'll make a comparison of this, and we're closing up on time soon. But CM Punk and compared to Sting, for the little CM Punk did, all of his matches were singles matches.
Yeah, but he also put people over.
MJF? That's it.
Still put him over. He still put somebody over.
Yeah, only because MJF, like, honest to God, you look at the matches that he got put over. Other than that, who else did? We've talked about this.
Sting elevated Darby, which is cool. You know, that is, it's cool, but it's the only thing that he did.
But Punk didn't only elevated MJF, and MJF was at the top of his game. Who did Punk elevate when he wrestled? Clearly wasn't Jungle Boy.
No, he really could have done a lot.
Right. I'm not saying that he could have. Punk could have done a lot more than he did, but he also was selfish and, brother, I'm getting my win. We don't know what Sting did. We don't know if Tony Khan looked at Sting and said, no, you're not losing. You really think Sting wanted to win another fucking title?
Maybe.
And if he wanted to win a title, you really think it was going to be the tag titles? It would have probably been singles titles.
No, because he knew his back couldn't take a singles run.
Well, if it was with Darby, maybe.
Darby taking all the crazy, stupid bumps.
Yeah.
That's who he should have probably put over in his last match.
No, he already elevated Darby with the tag team title.
Yeah, but I also look at it and say, and I answer that with that question, who in that company could have been the guy you put over? Like, that Sting could have put over that you could have taken and run.
I'm sure they could have found some.
You could have done a Wheeler Yuta or somebody. Obviously, Butcher and Blade is not there anymore. Blade is not there anymore. You could have done the Lucha Bros. But I don't think they needed it. You could have done Nick Wayne. You could have done Nick Wayne and Killswitch.
There were options. All of them.
I mean, hell, you could have done the fucking Kingdom, and that would have made sense. You're not doing anything with anybody. Like, again, this is also on AEW. Where the fuck are the Beaver Boys? People that don't know, Silver and Alex Reynolds. You could have put them. They would have probably been a better fucking pick. Like, where the fuck have the Dark Order been? I was going to say the Black Order. Oh, I got a better question. Where the fuck is Brody King and Guy Matthews?
Well, I'll tell you what Guy Matthews is.
Getting choked out by his wife?
Yep. on bottom of Rhea?
I don't know.
But I'm going to get out of here, guys. I'm going to shower and lay down for work.
Oh, all right. I think we're closing up shop anyway, right? You got anything else? Oh. The hell, did Skype kick him off? Kidding me. All right. Well, unless there's nothing else to talk about, there is nothing else to talk about. If he does not answer, we will close this out for the night because it is 11 o'clock. We're 20 minutes away from calling it anyway. All right. I guess we will call this a night. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the show. If you like what you heard, follow us on all social media accounts under the Nerdport Network. Follow us individually on Twitter at F and Ronnie. Follow, oh, there he is, Ryan.
At StoneCarKSDL. Sorry, my fucking tech crash.
Okay, no, I was going to say, you got any final words before we officially finish this?
Enjoy your retirement, Sting. Thank you for all the memories. That glass spot was fucking retarded, Darby. You deserve everything you get. Go fuck yourself.
And leave the memories alone. But yes, with that being said, follow us on Twitter at F and Ronnie.
At Suncock STL.
And join us back here next
week. Wait a minute.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What, Dave?
At Raider Dave underscore NBA.
Okay, and join Dustin on Twitter at whogivesafuck.org.
Follow him on Twitch at Dad's a Damn Nation.
Yeah. And with that being said, thank you for listening to the show. If you like what you heard, tell your friends. If you didn't like what you hear,
go fuck yourself.
You can go out and find yourself in the Alps.
Yeah, what he said. See you next Tuesday, Wednesday.
Mrs. Puff.
Motherfuckers.
And with that being said, you can always, and if you don't like what you hear, tell your enemies, but hear, tell them. You can always tell
them.
Always three things. One, Bob O'Neill is getting paid. Two, Shohei Ohtani will soon be getting paid. And three, there is always a teachable moment. And if you don't believe me, well, then hell, that's just a fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah.
We're clear. Oh, wait. No, we're not.